This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. President Barack Obama is addressing both houses of Congress tonight. It's his first such speech, though not technically a State of the Union speech. What would you say if it were you up there behind that podium? Well, we asked a few people to give us their take on the speech. The catch? Do it in 100 words. That is no easy feat. Madam Speaker, let me present the wannabe presidents of the United States.
State of the Union, lots of confusion. The bubble burst, markets are cursed. Economy tanks, nationalized banks. A stimulus bill down from the hill, full of tax cuts, the right says nuts. It makes them twitch, because they're not for the rich. Deficit spending, but not enough lending. Trouble in the stands, and nukes in Iran. Believe it or not, the planet's getting hot. It's a great big mix of things to fix. That's the worst, and all in verse.
Madam Speaker, my fellow Americans, tonight I stand before you in this chamber to say that the state of our union stinks. Our country has just been through the equivalent of a two-bird strike, and now it's my job to try to land the plane in the Hudson River. That's Captain Sully up there in the gallery. Let's give him a big hand. Sully, how about we switch places? But there is also good news. As of today's closing bell on Wall Street, my approval ratings are now higher than the Dow Jones average. Thank you, and God bless America.
That was Christopher Buckley, author most recently of the book Supreme Courtship, and before that, Larry Beinhart, author of Wag the Dog. Now, from our listeners on Twitter, we asked what you would say if you had to address a joint session of Congress. Craig Fraley in Cincinnati wrote, "You on the left, be responsive. You on the right, be responsible. You in the middle, make room." Susie Robinson in Virginia wrote, "I invite you to consider living as an average military family. Income, $45,000. Mortgage payment, $1,500. Car payment, and saving for two kids." Wendy Herman in Texas wrote, "Please stop bailing out irresponsible business / people. No one is too big to fail." And Roger Smith in Georgia simply put, "I move to adjourn."